Gotcha. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
More Trump Hillary coming up, but I want you to meet that brand new Kid of the Week. We do this every week. And just a couple of months away now, Mary Vandeveld and Dave Innitt will pick a Kid of the Year.
When are we doing that?
Well, we thought we'd do it at the end of the year. Okay. Thought we'd, you know, go through all the kids of the week and then do it.
I think I'm kind of booked up.
I don't like your chances of getting out of this because you guys did such a good job last year.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to get out of it. Yeah. No, I look forward
thing,
to it.
It's an honor for both of you, isn't
so
it?
It's so hard.
Yeah, it should be.
So many great kids.
Do you know a child that goes above and beyond for themselves, for their community, for their school, for whatever? Just a kid involved in some good news. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a kid between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. We'll choose that Kid of the Year from all of our annual or our weekly winners. 2016 Kid of the Year gets a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See the whole inventory, all of it, at rayandraymonddeals.com. Go online to WGNRadio.com/contest to submit your entry. Joining us on the phone, this week's Kid of the Week with a very famous name. Good morning, Juan. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Nice to talk to you. Juan Valdez.
Yes.
you know the famous Juan Valdez, right?
Yeah, I've been getting it since third grade.
I'll bet you have. Never gets old, does it?
Nope.
All right, let's start with the fact that, at least I think I'm right about this. Did you watch the debate last night?
I watched a couple minutes of it, then I said, you know what, there's some things that are important right now, and this is not something I should be doing.
So you had other things you had to get done because you have priorities?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any sense politically of who you support or any of the kids your age talking about this stuff?
All the time. I mean, right now, I'm obviously trying to stay away from that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Clinton supporter.
Mm-hmm. And do you have friends your age that are supporting Trump or Gary Johnson?
No.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
All right. So let's talk about an award that your school won, the National AP District of the Year Award. Your school's won the award, the College Board for increasing the number of students in the AP program. You're taking AP classes?
Yes. This year I'm taking all AP.
All right. AP, for those of you that don't know, Dave, you probably don't remember AP.
I do.
Advanced placement classes. It's college classes in high school.
Right.
Yes.
What are you taking, Juan?
Which ones I'm taking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking microeconomics, AP government, AP statistics, calculus, AB, bio, and AP literature.
You know what? That's what I do on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yep, basically.
Wow. And that's a lot of homework, isn't it?
Yes. A lot of studying too.
What is your real strength? Is it math?
Math and science.
What do you think you want to do with it?
I want to pursue a career in biomedical engineering.
What job would that be? I'm a talk show host. You're gonna have to explain this.
Oh yeah,
to me.
Like it's part of it's kind of like you basically make prosthetic legs.
Wow.
Create machines for the medical field. I'm really passionate about that.
That was my son's major. And
is
he is
right?
A biomed engineer now. Yes, he's in his second year of work, and he loves it.
Smart
good for
kids.
You.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Good for you. So your school, tell me a little bit about your school.
Well, here at Morton West, the tremendous school spirit, you know, hashtag Morton Pride has become a rally cry for our students, teachers, and the entire community. We have this is hashtag Morton Pride YouTube channel with a series of Sports Center-like commercials about students and staff hardworking, doing the great things, and just enjoying being Morton Mustangs, you know? Hashtag Morton Pride is all over the schools, even on our ID lanyards.
Well, that's good, and that's a great way to boost that pride. Are you are you school president? Because, you know, you ought to be class president.
I'm a National Honor Society president and freshman mentoring program vice president.
Where's all your leadership and your drive come from? Moms, dads, uncles, aunts?
My mom.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely my mom.
And you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a younger sister. Her name is Angela. We live in Lyons. And my younger brother, he's 8 years old, Aaron.
Okay. You a good big brother?
Yes, I'm the big brother. I'm the man of the house.
Right, but are you a good big brother?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just check it. Well, what are you doing for fun, dude? Yeah, it seems like you're working nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, well, for fun, I usually, I'm part of like a variety of sports and clubs, you know, from soccer, high school, volleyball, basketball, track.
When was the last time you slept?
I actually got like 3 hours of sleep last night.
All right, you got to sleep more.
You need more than that.
You got to sleep. You got to take care of yourself because your family needs you. The world needs you.
Yep.
And I'm proud of you guys at your school because, you know, not a lot of rich folks walk in your hallways. These are hardworking families and lower income families, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, we are predominantly a Latino student body overcoming obstacles, you know, to achieve great things. 90% of us are Latino and 90% are low income. Yet our generation and attendance rates are increasing and our graduates are entering some of the nation's best schools. For example, I mean, 5 of the 8 Ivy League schools have Morton grads attending this year.
How about that? Good for everybody at Morton. Juan's a senior, 3.9 GPA?
Yes.
In the freshman mentoring program, I know you're an executive of that as well. What? By the way, you mentioned soccer. What position do you play?
I play both midfield and defender.
So you goal scorer when you're playing midfield?
Yes. Basically, like my role is to
clear.
No, I mean whatever the team needs, I'm willing to do.
You're a good man. I'm proud to know you, and I appreciate you being on the show. And I'm happy to make you kid of the week, soon to be man of the week. And what's your mom doing this morning?
She's on her way to work right now.
What'd she do?
She's a receptionist downtown.
She listened to us? She listening now?
I hope so.
Yeah? What's your mom's name?
Feliciana.
Feliciana, you got a beautiful young man here. You got a great son. And I'll bet your other kids are great, too. You're a great mom. So she didn't hear that. You'll plan for her. Because I believe that to be true. Doesn't just happen, Juan. You got to have a great mom to help you turn out the way you've turned out.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have tickets for you for the Volvo Auto Museum. You guys can go as a family and see their 400 vintage cars and all sorts of cool stuff. VolvoCars.com. An app gift card for you. Get some new headphones or whatever you want to get there at apt from abt.com. You like pizza?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Lou Malnati's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, I have actually one more thing to say.
Oh, hold on, dude. LouMalnati's.com. All right. I had to get the plugs in. You know how show business works, Juan. Come on, man. Yes, what's one other thing you want to say?
Well, actually, I was going to say that as a member of the Morton soccer team, we currently are 14 wins, 0 losses, and 1 tie.
Nice.
And ranked number 1 in the nation.
How about that?
By Max Preps. And we just won the Pepsi Showdown last Sunday at IT.
How about that? Well, you buried the lead, dude. I didn't know you were that good.
No, not really.
Dave, you better be covering that now. Come on.
Yeah, Dave, you need to be going out there right now.
I think I will. Juan, we'll make sure we get that.
And Juan, we're going to throw this in because all our winners gets this, and your mom can have this. ChevyDriveChicago.com, WGN Radio, stainless steel travel mug, and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. If you're downtown ever before 10 a.m., and I don't know why you would be now that school started, but if you are, come by and see us.
Okay, thank you.
Keep up the good work, Juan. You're very impressive.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, man, hold on. Juan Valdez. No, not that one. The other one. The more famous one. The one from here.
This one probably works a lot harder.
I bet he does.
Yeah.
Kid sounds like he's going nonstop.
Man.
It's a lot of pressure when you're 17, though.
Oh, yeah. And he sounds like he's the man of the house, too. You know?
Yeah.
Taking care of his brother's
sisters. Man of the house. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His mom. Great
kid.
But
his mom's got to be something else. You know?
And I'm sure she's crying right now.
Well. Then focus on your driving, yes. Mom. But but his mom does have to be something. I mean, that doesn't just happen.
No.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
But that's a young man I'd like to meet and shake his hand in
person.
And
you took all those AP classes, too.
I did.
Didn't you, Steve?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, there were a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nine.
Ended up here. Again, sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet.